Drupal Voices is short daily podcast interviews with people doing work in the Drupal community. Brought to you by the Lullabot Learning Series. Our latest DVD and high-definition downloadable tutorial videos are Learning CCK and Learning Views, available now at store.lullabot.com.
My name is Moshe Weitzman, and I am a freelance Drupal developer. I have a small Drupal company called Curve, C-Y-R-V-E, and we specialize in migrating people from whatever content management system they're on and into Drupal. And our big announcement at DrupalCon is that we released a few modules that help you do this data migration. It's basically our whole company is what we've released at this DrupalCon as far as software. And there's a couple modules. One's called Table Wizard. One is called Migrate Module. And those should be in Contrib, I think, by tomorrow sometime. The gist is that it provides you with low-level code and high-level UI and sort of everything in between in order to run big data migrations. And so it uses views at its heart in order to pick out the data that you want to migrate, like all of the blog posts from 2004 in the old system, and it provides a web page for doing mappings between your old data and your new CCK data or profile data or taxonomy terms or whatever you're trying to migrate. And it runs migrations for you, and it uses views on the later end also in order to do quality assurance. So you can actually do views of your old legacy data and your new data and make sure that it all matches, and it'll report errors for you if you have problems in your migration script, so you can just fix it and rerun and rerun and rerun. And so it takes a problem like migration, which lots of us have struggled with, and gives you the tools to do it and the methodology to do it. And so we're really excited about it. We want to share it with everyone and help Drupal get bigger that way.
And so when you say it's based on views, it almost would mean that you're actually pulling the legacy database. You have the structure of the database, and you're taking what it's there, and then you're sort of using the views to pick it out. And then, so just talk about how are you exposing that database to views.
Yeah,
to
so
views.
Good question. The first step in our data migrations is getting the data into MySQL. We have done a data migration for The Economist. Their data was in Oracle, and we pulled it from Oracle to MySQL using the MySQL migration toolkit. We have another customer who had a SQL Server implementation, and we got that into MySQL. They had a SQL Server implementation. We moved it into MySQL. And once it's in MySQL, the Table Wizard module does a full analysis of all of those legacy tables, and it creates all the views, filters, sorts, arguments that you might need in order to perform migrations. And you have the UI where you name what the primary keys are in the legacy data, and it will create relationships on those things. So, like, automatically you have a lot of views integration to work with on these legacy tables. And so when I talked about these QA views, after you've done a migration, you can take the node title in the old system and the new system, and we have a mapping between their IDs, and so that's why you can use views to do QA on merged data or migrated data.
It seems like migration is one of those things where you're not ever getting it correct on the first try.
No, you're not getting it correct on the 50th try either. Like, it is a lot of repetition. And, you know, just the bookkeeping that this module does about what you've run and what you haven't run and how to roll it back is super useful, apart from, you know, lots of interesting software logic in there. It's just bookkeeping that you can lose your mind and lose a lot of time trying to do it by hand.
So rolling back, does that mean it keeps revisions for each stage where you're at? Or what does that mean?
It keeps a table of what's been migrated, and you can say, delete everything I just made, and it will delete it, and you can do it again in case you need to just change something about the migration logic. Yeah.
So what if someone has a big site from 1995 of HTML pages? Is this something that you would have to scrape it? And
We've come across this kind of thing too. Yeah, we have some code that will scan folders and pick up the files in the folders, and it can look at the XHTML and go in and find different pieces of it. And, you know, it's a little dicey as to like how clean the HTML is inside, but we usually get that into the database, and then we can run it through our usual process.
And is there a hybrid code? Is this all in PHP, all through Drupal, or are there other sort of Unix-based scripts that you're running in order to do this?
It's a surprisingly exclusively PHP and Drupal. It is a very Drupal-ish system that we've built. Other people who've tried migration frameworks have done them in a more generic way with, you know, shell scripts that do different pieces of it. And actually, ours uses regular cron stuff to run the long-running migrations, for example. So I think it'll be quite familiar to Drupal admins how to use these modules.
So what are you the most excited about when you're releasing this out?
I'm excited for feedback on it and for the community to start improving it and start using it. And I'll be really excited when some big sites come onto Drupal and they announce that they use our migration framework to do that.
And so I guess as a business owner, you're kind of releasing your crown jewels and being involved with open source. You know, why did you wait till now, or why did you decide to do it at all? What sort of things were going through your mind when you decided that?
Sure. So we're doing it now because they haven't been ready until now. We've built them for a year, and I think that they're about ready. And I guess I'm not too worried about releasing the crown jewels. I'm slightly worried, but not too worried. I fully expect some of the consulting shops out there to start offering migration services using our tools. However, I think clients will know that they were our tools. And I think when people start talking about migrating to Drupal, the community is going to say, hey, you need to talk to Curve and look at their tools. And so I think that, you know, the sort of reputation aspects of giving away your crown jewels are going to be pretty strong, and it will match the potential increased competition that we'll see.
And final question, what do you think is the most surprising thing when you're working with data migration that you've learned through all this?
So I think one of the major lessons learned is that the client has to be comfortable through the whole process. I think that they typically go into migration as scared as can be, because they are about to lose a working website, or they fear they're going to lose a working website, and they're going to spend a lot of money and they're going to get a broken one. And I think that one of the strengths of our modules is that the client is involved the whole way. And like I said, it's very Drupal-ish. There's web pages where you browse your data, and you browse your legacy data, and your new Drupal data, and you browse them together. And I think that when the day comes, when you switch your website, you have become very comfortable with what you're getting and what you had. And the client participates in looking at their old data and deciding which rows are going to come over and which columns are going to come over. And so this is really an important thing, and I think that these modules do it really well. Mike was the primary author of that, Mike Ryan, my partner, of these modules. And I think the community is really going to enjoy them, and the clients are. And so, yeah, thanks, Kent. Appreciate it.
Yeah, it's exciting. Thanks.